All right, here we are, our last break of the day. It's been a good day,
it's
as always.
It's the last break of the day.
That's for you, Jay Anthony Brown. He'll be back tomorrow. We miss you, Jay. We love you.
Yeah.
All right, some closing remarks.
Him.
What do you mean you don't miss him?
That's kind of
mean. That's our friendship, and I'm not going to say that because we've never been that type of friends. And the last time he texted me, he called me an evil name that I can't say on the air. And I texted him back one word.
Paraphrase
than
it for us. Let us know what he said.
Was any
well,
involved?
The initials was BB. That's what he called me.
First word?
Black.
Black. Uh-huh. Black. Uh-huh. I'm going to go with black.
Yeah, of course.
I know what the other
one is. It ain't but two left now.
Yeah. That's our go-to, black.
Boy.
That's yours, though, Carla.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's my go-to.
Then I text him FY.
That's his go-to.
All the time.
But we got then two old schools texting them.
Word, then the next word was inyo.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. You want to do closing after all this?
Be positive.
He gonna say that, then try to inspire me.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's him though.
That's my.
That's the real Steve. What you see is what.
Well,
you do.
I mean, you know what, Cheryl? I mean, Carla, you're absolutely correct. I've never pretended to be anything more than what I was. I never promised anybody perfection. I have strived. My new thing in 2020 is not perfection, but persistence. I just try to put the same level of effort into becoming a better person. Now, when I fall short, as we all do from time to time, I just accept it and move on. I want to take a moment for this subject today. My closing remarks will be a little short. I may do it. Tommy sent me a post to sort of give me a thought starter. And it made a lot of sense to me, and I've touched on this subject many times before, but it gave me a new set of thoughts. The post said, when you carry bricks from your past, you end up building the same house. When you carry bricks from your past, you end up building the same house. How many times have you met someone, or you know someone, or maybe even yourself, that something had happened to you in your past and you just couldn't let it go? And you try to start something new and you bring that baggage with you, or you bring them same bricks with you. And so now you're trying to move forward, but you're trying to move forward with the same bricks. And you end up, like the post say, building the same house because we simply just didn't let it go. You know, God is really, really brilliant, man, the way he set this thing up, because he set it up in three parts. He set up the past, he set up the present, and he set up the future. And he gave them all names that we could apply to our life today. The past, they simply named that history because it belongs in the past. It's a part of history now. The future, it belongs to the future. The reason it don't need another name is because no one knows exactly what it holds. We can hope and want for things in the future, but we don't know what the future holds. It's the future. The past belongs to history. The future belongs to God. The present is all we have. And they call it the present because it is a present from God. Because we have now. That is the one thing that we can do something about. Now, we can't control what happens in now, but we can control what we do about now every single step of the way. But if you are constantly bringing bricks from your past, which belongs to history, you will continue to build the same house. So let me simplify this for me. You know what, Steve? Sometimes you just got to let it go. Because if it's goals, if it's gone away from you, it's gone for a reason. Sometimes you don't need to rekindle that old relationship because it's gone for a reason. Sometimes you don't need to interject that business partner back into your life because it's gone for a reason. Sometimes you don't have to bring up that issue that you got over 10 years ago because it's gone for a reason. Sometimes you don't have to let that friend back in your life that wronged you and let them back in your life with the promise of they've changed. Well, if you've changed, congratulations. I applaud you and I wish you the best. But I'm not finna sit through to see if the change will affect our current friendship because it didn't work in the past. That don't make me wrong or evil. But guess what? I've just learned in my life as I approach my next birthday to just let it go. Let it go. Everything in the past, I let go. Every valuable lesson I've learned from the past, I remember them, I retain them, and I use them when I build my new house. But them bricks, that old stuff, the mortar and the brick and the same cement, I don't want none of that. Because I'm allowing God to do a new thing in me, a brand new thing in me. So forget the thing of the past and let God do a new thing in you in 2020. Those are my closing remarks.
Let it go.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Wow. Let it go. You let that note go, too. That'll help.
Let it go.
If you let that note go, that'll help us all.
That's from Frozen.
Jodeci had a hit song called Let It Go.
You sound frozen.
Boy, shut up, Junior, about Jodeci.
Jodeci!
He's mad. Got on my nerves.
Shout out to KC and JoJo.
Still talking about Jodeci.